Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man.
Where'd you go last week?
I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me.
You start with the pick.
This is how you remind me.
Love it. Hello, hobbits. This is a fine Saturday morning at our not normal time. It is Nato and Q here. We're without our friends Pat and Jimmy, unfortunately. But yeah, the show must go on, and Nato and I will get into our picks. It'll be a little quicker as it is Saturday morning, and we are looking forward to the football slate and the horns going down tonight or this afternoon. So here we go. I did have a Thursday night game originally. I had the Rams plus 3. You won't believe that.
I can vouch for you.
Thank you. So we just tossed that W out and choose three more. So
if anyone blame Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy's in Q's doghouse now. So.
He's in the doghouse. Every week he tries to back us into corners. Talk to us about our relationship status.
And yeah. He
always claims, you know what, the listeners want to hear. The listeners that he's talking about are our parents that are listening.
Yeah.
So I have this to say to you, Mr. and Mrs. Dickles. Your son was smoking Swisher Sweets with Joseph Preston on the roof of your house in high school. How about that, Jimmy? You're not even here to defend yourself. So, yeah.
Take that.
Oh,
man.
All right. Yeah. Give me your pick.
First one.
And let's have a good Sunday. We're going to go undefeated.
Yeah, let's do it. We deserve this. All right. First pick is one I absolutely hate that I have. It's the Eagles plus 2.5 at the Bengals. I don't even know why I have this pick. I kind of want to take the other side, but it's just a gut instinct. Eagles have looked awful, and I think they find something this week. And Jalen Hurts doesn't look terrible, but I wouldn't hate going the other side too, so who knows.
All right. I like the confidence. My first pick is Dolphins minus 3 versus the Arizona Cardinals.
Ew.
This is a line that I saw, and I – with wholehearted confidence was like Cardinals plus 3 is the most obvious pick. But I thought back and I said, you know, I've been betting a little too much with my gut or too much with the trend. So I tried to double stack gut evidence and trend evidence. So let me lay out the evidence that I found.
Thank you.
I'll tell you how I got there.
Love to hear it.
Okay. So Tua is coming back from a grade 3 cranial concussion, which was my initial lean to take the other side. And then the better in me, you know, the person that the trend follower in me said, you know what? He's come back from a concussion before. Let me see how he's done in the past coming back from getting his egg scrambled. September 29th, grade 1 cranial concussion where he was stretchered off.
Was that the Browns game?
Correct. A month later, he came back and played the Steelers, won and covered against the spread. December 25th, 2022, later that year, grade 3 cranial concussion where he was out for the remainder of the season. He followed back the 2023 season where his next game was played with a win and a cover versus the Chargers in the season opener. So the trend support that after Tua gets his bell rung, it's actually more of a course correct, and he comes back and he's better than before.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I like that.
So that's
that a lot.
That's the trend follower in me. And then the gut instinct in me is like, you know what? We're athletes. We played high school sports. We've gotten our bell rung a time or two. I remember when Jimmy in eighth grade football got his bell rung, he was convinced we were playing for the San Diego Chargers. Convinced. I mean, he had a Memphis University school jersey on. He was number probably something booty like 47.
Yeah, he was a 47.
He thought he was playing. He thought he was Junior Seau, 100%. What happened? So he's, you know, back then you don't even go through protocol. You just sit out for 48 hours and come back. He came back. He was He was Brian Urlacher. He was the best linebacker I've ever seen. So I think the evidence is out there that getting your bell rung, it's a little more of a course correct. And who knows the long-term effects? You know, they're probably not great. But short-term, you're going to be a spread covering machine.
I love that. Yeah, just listen to the data. Let it speak. You might have convinced me to throw that one into – throw one of my picks out and take the Dolphins -3 now, but we'll see. My next one is the Falcons -2.5 at the Buccaneers. You know, this is a game where I've been on the other side of this game about 99% of the time this year, taking the Bucs over the Falcons or the, you know, Saints over the Falcons. But I just think the Falcons, this is a great matchup for them. Bucs secondary's beaten up, and I don't know. I think Baker without his holy grail of weapons of Mike and Godwin, it's going to be a tough ask, even against a pretty bad secondary, besides the safeties in Atlanta. So going Falcons -2.5. Yeah.
So does it say anything about you that you're backing a team that you think is fraudulent? Are they still fraudulent? They're just getting a good opponent.
Yeah, they're still on fraud alert for sure. I just think this is sometimes you can't – the fraud teams cover sometimes. You know, it's not 100%. So I just think this is one where the fraud conspirator gets away. The cops don't get him this time, this week.
You know? Kirk Cousins' cousin let up a pretty big grand slam last night in the World Series.
That's another reason to take the Falcons this week. Yeah. I love it. Love it.
All right.
Who's his cousin?
Cousins. So the guy that pitches for the Yankees.
That's just
that's his cousin. Their dads are brothers. Yeah.
Shows you how much I watched of the World Series last night.
Cousinception. My next pick, I don't really like, if you can't tell, my record has been so poor that I've just thrown out all type of football investigation, anything I see with these two ocular scans that I think I like on the football field, I just forget it. I just throw it out the window. But who's to say I can't drum up a winning recipe? Just kind of betting what I want to bet. So my next one is Browns +9 versus the Ravens because of one person and one person only. That person's Jameis Winston. It's actually comical that Jimmy just joined the chat right when I'm about to give a relationship status update because I have one because of this game.
Oh, and Jimmy's out.
I have one because of this game.
And Jimmy's no longer in.
I finally know what kind of girl that I'm looking for in my life. I want a girl that's going to defend me the way that Jameis defends Deshaun Watson. I mean, I don't know if anyone saw that interview, but
he
is – the way he was wearing the clear sunglasses, and so you could see his eyes, and he just never blinked for the whole minute and a half that he was talking. God. And that's all that I have to say about him. So it's a Jameis game.
He didn't know how to close it out.
He did. Yeah, exactly. So he just threw him at the end. It was perfect. So if you've listened to the pod, if you're a Hobbit – you know that we've been anti-Deshaun since the beginning, and that well finally ran dry with him hurting the Achilles. But you know what? We weren't done with drilling. We drilled next to the well that ran dry, and we struck oil with Jameis. So I think Browns +9, you can have that one, and win or lose, just be happy that you're on it.
Yeah, just – the oil water, you know, growing up. I don't even know if he did grow up near oil water.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I love it. Close your eyes and take Jameis. That's always a good strat.
Yeah, and if he throws 4 pick sixes, you're not going to be mad.
No, he's a good guy. And we're not going to be afraid to lose a unit on Jameis. But
Nope.
That's just the morality of this podcast.
For sure.
But – I had the Seahawks +3 versus the Bills, but I'm going to audible, as you've convinced me, with The Dolphins pick. So I don't even know what that Dolphins line is. What is it?
It's minus four now, but
yeah, I mean, I don't even care. I'll get the worst number and ride the fence. Yeah. Minus four. Who do they play?
They play the Cardinals.
Yep, love it.
That's why we do it, to convince people. You know, we can call it the scrambled egg game, the bell ringing game, whatever you want to call it.
The stats on him coming back from his grade one cranial contusions or whatever, those don't lie.
They do not lie. It's one of the more all evidence is supportive, but it couldn't support a win anymore.
Yeah, so I will be on that with you.
Good.
That's my last one.
Good, good. My final one is going to be the Bengals minus 2.5 versus the Eagles. I'm going against you here. You know, you and I both had Bengals Super Bowl futures. I think this is the definition of a win that's going to have them on First Take, on the Get Ups, on the whatever Skip Bayless's show on Fox is called.
Around the Horn.
I mean, everyone's going to say, after a slow start, are these Bengals really Super Bowl contenders? It's going to be after a big convincing win over a kind of a shady Eagles team, like you alluded to.
Yeah, I think while I agree that is a good pick, I think Skip will be too busy with the Commodores, the top 15 Commodores after this weekend.
This is true.
I don't know if you follow his Twitter account, but it has been nonstop Diego content.
His Commodores.
My Vanderbilt Commodores.
He claims them.
I don't even know if I like that he claims this, but it's good to get some attention. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Jimmy, good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Hanging in there.
We just finished our picks. We're feeling good. Confidence is strong. You've been thrown under the bus only twice. And I don't think.
May I ask in what context?
I think you're gonna have to listen to him.
It was not a bad context.
If you don't hear it until the pod is released, let's just say your parents are probably gonna be texting you.
Oh no! Not a clove cigarettes, I hope.
Pusher sweets were mentioned.
Oh
yeah.
Well, was the visit by a very sketchy dealer of paraphernalia mentioned?
He was not. We can leave that at that, or you're welcome to run with it. But I did not mention that.
Well, since we're missing our producer out, I don't want to. Yeah, I won't go after him since he's not in the room. Think about how I'm going to navigate this clove cigarettes issue. That was lock and key for the last 10 years, and y'all may have just exposed me.
I mean, those Swisher Sweet hard tips are probably stuck in the gutter on that roof.
Gosh, they were blueberry flavor, and I don't think I've ever approached a blueberry in the same way.
Is that y'all's old house? They're on Walnut Grove.
Yeah, that's right.
Man,
there were Swisher Sweet wrappers in the yard just from the littering that occurred on Walnut Grove. So that's probably what led me to want to experiment with that. Why didn't I just experiment with marijuana like a normal kid?
Yeah, like all the other kids are doing.
Well, I was not like drinking and smoking weed like a cool kid.
Yeah, you could have had taken the tiny bomb route like Aunt Liz confiscated one December Eve at that house from CVHS kid that won't be mentioned.
Oh, wow.
Bad influences.
So the reason that we had to go so early is because I have a company 5K here in about 40 minutes. And I was trying to do all the right things and like carbo load or whatever they call it. I couldn't have
you go for a PR.
I couldn't What's have the a PR worse stomach ache. I mean, I ate so much food last night and like brownies and stuff. I was like, those are carbs. I can eat that.
Walk me through the pre-run meal. I know you go to Whole Foods for just about every meal. What's trending right now?
Well, if you're pre-exercise, you obviously need fast-acting carbs. Nothing's better than a banana. Banana's 90% carbs. So
exercise podcast?
Or a rice cake. But I think, are you trying to have me expose what my favorite meal is?
I think it has to be done.
Okay.
Just give it to me. Give me the rundown of the
whole thing. While you do this, I'm going to order a coffee on DoorDash.
Thanks for the update.
Q gets on DoorDash and orders a pack of strawberries, a coffee, and like a bottle of Windex to clean this kitchen counter.
Yeah. What was it? Last year you get nibblers from pretzel nibblers.
The sourdough nibblers are undefeated.
And then like 2 pounds of grapes and a few avocados.
Yeah, a couple avocados thrown in there. Maybe some pizza rolls. We're getting crazy.
All right, Q, tell me your thoughts on this. I think if this were on Twitter, the caption would be, "The European mind couldn't even comprehend." But to me, on paper, it's not that crazy. So I've been kind of focusing on my diet, you know, like micronutrients, macronutrients. And right now my goal is to hit macronutrients of a certain amount of protein and a certain amount of calories. And
the off button.
And so in order to do that, I eat a lot of grilled chicken, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's a lot of ways to get it. You can get the frozen breasts. You can get the frozen drummies. You can get all kinds of things.
Thanks for telling us how to eat our chicken. So what do you do when you go to Whole Foods?
I get the rotisserie chicken. Just the bagged rotisserie chicken.
Yep.
And I come home and I kind of measure it out and I put it on the plate and that's just kind of all that I have room for. I eat.
You get sauce with it or you eat that dry?
I just eat the rotisserie chicken straight up.
Oh my goodness. I need to call the cops.
You approaching it piecemeal or are you taking down
the
whole bird?
It's actually, I'm go about it very meticulously. I will pick apart the legs, so I'll eat the wings and the drummies, and then I'll eat the thighs, and this is all caveman with my hands. And then I get to the breast, and I'll debone the breast, so I'll take the breast off, and I'll scramble some eggs, and I'll make chicken and egg breakfast tacos.
So you're supplementing your bird with more bird.
I eat the whole bird. And then I eat what could have been whole birds.
Also, are you Kamala? What could have been?
Kamala, Tom.
I went after.
Well, I mean, I didn't know poultry would divulge into abortion talk, but you know, whatever you want to call the egg, the yolk that I'm eating, I eat that along with the whole bird from Whole Foods.
And so every day you're taking down a whole bird, a couple of almost birds in the eggs, and eating it all dry.
And I just that's my meal. That's what I do. It's so bad. I mean, I'm so lonely because I have a running tally in tally marks, left hand, right hand, for who's won the wishbone pulling apart. And my right hand is up 3-2 on the left.
We'll see if left can get back on track, push it to game 7 here.
So if you're doing the math, that is 5 days. That was Monday through Friday.
Five birds.
This reminds me of a movie I've seen recently. I wonder if y'all have seen this one. The Wild Robot.
Of course.
You've seen it?
Uh-huh.
You haven't seen that, Tom? Jimmy? Yeah. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, it's about this bird who is hatched.
Not about a robot?
No, it's about it. We're getting to that. The robot's the mom. So the bird is hatched by this robot, and the first thing it Imprints on.
Yeah.
Sure.
I like implants.
First thing implants on is a robot. And it thinks the robot is its mother and follows it around. Long story short, the robot ends up being a great mother.
Great mother.
Is it binary?
I think it's a bot. Yeah, it's a mother.
It's just a bot. It's a robot. No biology.
Yeah, it did sound
anyone can be its mother.
A girl voice.
The engineer that constructed the robot is the robot's mother, great grandmother of the bird.
But yeah, that's all I had to say about that. Great film if you haven't seen.
Is it a Pixar flick? Motion picture?
It might be. I don't think it actually is. I think it has like 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's DreamWorks. Okay. It's an animation. It's good. It doesn't hold a candle to Toy Story, but it's good.
It's a close fourth behind a couple. Puss in Boots 2 is up there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Another expletive.
Jimmy, I gave a relationship.
Movie title, status, Tom.
By the way, while you were gone.
Say again.
I gave a relationship status update while you were gone.
What?
Yeah. And it's behind paywall. You're gonna have to listen when you.
Oh, to the Patreon?
Yeah. You're gonna have to go back and listen to hear it.
So I can't even inquire. Are you dating or have you made friends after your desperate inquiry on this pod for friendship?
I'm slow and steady wins the race. I gave an update as to the type of female that I'm looking for. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm trying to guess what that might look like.
Let's just hear your pick, because I'm about to have to go run against, I mean, okay, I love them, enough. But yeah. Against some elderly ladies in this 5K.
What was my pick? I was debating between two. I think your meal prepping routine right now has got me thinking about birds.
That's some good bird talk.
If you went five birds, 5 days, I think it's almost a fact that days 6 and 7 will be bird. So I think we're going to have to go parlay Eagles, Falcons.
Yeah. Yeah. You're on my side, Tom. Those are two of my picks. Let's go.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, I don't even know the spreads. They may be minus, but oh, I didn't even talk about this last episode. So the last week's pod, this is a hobby pick was the nuclear football parlay, Vikings win, and Panthers cover. And after the Broncos won on Thursday, I texted the fellas and said, guys, The nuke has struck. The Broncos won. I need to switch picks.
You did.
I have the receipt. Guess which of the two said, no, you can't do that. It's against the rules.
Probably me.
Mr. Rollflower, cue in the top right. And he said, nope, Tom, too late. Already made the pick. Can't happen. And so it's impossible.
Right?
By little. It would have been such a great twist. I have the receipts. I could have tweeted them out. I should have tweeted them out. So even though I'm now, I took an L last week, I would have flopped had Q not put his algorithm just, his protocol is just, he's such a stand-up guy. He can't flip-flop with Q.
Yeah, I don't make the rules, Tom. I just follow them, and I expect my fellow podcasters to do the same. So.
Was not aware that we had
sue me.
So I've got another pick that the listeners probably aren't going to be able to benefit from because it's a college football pick and it's Saturday morning. But they'll be able to listen to the insight that we're providing and just kind of get a better idea of thought process of how we come to these things. It's going to be a lock. I'm actually more excited for how y'all respond than I am to give the actual pick. Navy. +14 versus Notre Dame. They run the wishbone.
Yeah, that is a good. This is Hayden's relationship game.
This
Navy covers.
They run the wishbone.
I mean, how do you guard the dive, the pitchman, and the quarterback? It's impossible.
Right hand, left hand. Wishbone's been done just as much as the bird's been done.
Yeah, yeah. Also, Florida State money line, take it. Parlay with UL Monroe money line and Doors money line. That will pay your kid's tuition.
All right. That's good stuff. Y'all wish me luck.
Good luck.
Jimmy, what I said about my relationship is I'm looking for a girl that's going to defend me the way that Jameis Winston defends Deshaun Watson.
She doesn't exist.
She does not. She does not. And then I took the Dolphins -3 because Tua actually plays better after his eggs get scrambled. More bird talk.
More bird talk. Yeah, this is a bird emphasized episode.
This is, yeah, week of the bird.
Is he wearing his funny looking hat?
No.
His helmet hat?
He's not. No guardian cap.
Guardian cap.
I'm not.
He might have one of those. I've seen some of the players. We've talked about this before, but the Smalls hat. You know, from Sandlot, the extra long hat, helmet. I think some
Big Bill.
Starting to wear those. So he might
larger beak.
Larger beak. Yeah.
Yeah. More bird. All right. See y'all.
All right. Peace.